Blackstone presents Freedom, How We Lose It and How We Fight Back by Nathan Law with Evan Fowler. This book is read by Daniel York Law.
This book is dedicated to all Hong Kongers who have marched in the streets to fight for our freedoms. Their sacrifices, especially those of my friends who have been imprisoned in their pursuit of democracy, should not be forgotten. Preface. What is freedom, and what does it mean to live in a free society? These are two of the most profound questions we can ask. They have inspired passionate debate across the globe and across civilizations for a very long time. In the West, the philosophical tradition of freedom is often traced to the Greeks and to its personification in the idea of liberty or Eleutheria. In China, questions of freedom were also central to the writings of Laozi, Zhuangzi, Confucius, and Mencius, and manifest themselves in the ideal of the great unity, Da Tong. While the ways in which we understand freedom may differ, at its core are universal questions about how we understand ourselves and how we relate to each other. For some, it comes down to the relationship between authority and obedience. For others, freedom begins with an individual's ability to live with dignity. But, as with all of our most profound questions, there is no simple answer. What it means to be free and to live in freedom changes with time and circumstance. In times of distress, when we feel threatened, we may forfeit more of our freedom in the hope of finding stability and strength within a collective. But remove that threat, and our demand to live in freedom always reasserts itself. What matters is that we keep asking these questions. It is only with discussion and deliberation that we move closer to the truth as it is for our times. Hong Kong, my home and the city that defined the person that I am today, is on the verge of becoming an authoritarian state. How did Asia's most liberal, open and cosmopolitan city, with a thriving civic society and institutions that were once seemingly so robust, changed so fundamentally? How was a flourishing and free society undermined from within? What does it mean to be free in a world increasingly shaped by the rising authoritarian power of the People's Republic of China, PRC? This is not an academic book. It's not about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?